At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and act right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Bart, let's get right into it. Let's kick off the blitz with Russell Wilson, new Giants quarterback. They signed him coming off the heels of signing Jameis Winston, completely rebuilding their quarterback room. Well, Russell Wilson, in part of his remarks today as he was being introduced, he says he's not bothered by being viewed as a plan B from teams that were waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
First of all, Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous football player. He's done some amazing things in this league. I've been fortunate to be able to do some great things, too. And really what I'm focused on is right now and what we can do here. That's been my focus since I've signed.
I'm shocked about the amount of people that are clowning on the Giants for this move. I don't think they're seeing the forest from the trees here. Russell Wilson was not brought in to be the savior in New York City. He is not brought in to be the future of the Giants. He is a bridge quarterback. He is a stopgap. And he has taken no options off the table. If Giants fans are mad that they didn't get a different bridge quarterback, that's one thing. I'm very upset. I'm very upset. I'm so upset that I think I'm going to record like a 3-minute sort of like editorial and send it to every individual show at WFAN and say, play this if you'd like. Now, I'm sure none of them will. But I feel like my Giants take needs to be heard. And I'll spread it across a nation tonight. But I feel like I need to speak specifically to New Yorkers. And I need to reach as many of them as possible. Because they're screwing all of this up in terms of the way they're looking at it. So I will lay my case out coming up here in about 10 minutes. And then actually what I'll have is I'll have Carlos, as the executive producer, edit it down to a punchy 3-minute thing so I don't have to do any additional work.
Yep, kind of my job. Let's go to J.J. McCarthy. He is the new QB1 for the Vikings. Presumably Rodgers is not going there. They already said that they're not interested. Well, J.J. McCarthy, and this is courtesy of the Up and Adams show, I guess, said he is 100% healthy.
I would say I'm 100%, but, you know, thank you. Cheers to that. But, yeah, just staying consistent with the rehab process and not wavering from that and just staying disciplined with all the outside stuff and making sure, you know, I'm not chopping too much wood and doing all that fun stuff.
One of the things that I think we missed out on last year was the just hordes of discussion we could have had around if J.J. McCarthy was never hurt and he came into the season as the backup, because Sam Darnold was playing so well. But after that last game, we would be talking quite a bit about should the Vikings bench Sam Darnold in the playoffs for J.J. McCarthy. Should they Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady the situation? And we would have been proven right if we thought they should play J.J. McCarthy. Well, we don't know that. We don't know how he would have played. But that would have been very interesting. He got hurt, so it was all Sam Darnold. And Darnold did well, and now he's off in Seattle. But that would have been very interesting. I think that the Vikings feel like they're good hands with J.J. McCarthy. I feel like he's going to get doubted more coming into this year than he would coming into last year, because now there's some expectations, and now he's trying to live up to what Darnold did, if not the 14 wins, at least getting to the playoffs. I don't know that's a guarantee that the Vikings get to the playoffs, but I believe the Vikings, with what I hear from the Vikings and people that cover the team, they seem very excited about J.J. McCarthy, that everybody's sleeping on how good J.J. McCarthy could be. So I believe that they believe that he is the man for them.
All right, and I want to get these two together because they were both World Series participants. Here are the managers for the Dodgers and Yankees, respectively. Dave Roberts says he's fired up for the start of the season. Aaron Boone right behind him saying the team's itching to start playing games again.
I'm excited. You know, we got through spring training. We got through Tokyo relatively healthy and feeling good. And so we got the Tigers coming on opening day, home opener. And so we got the ring ceremony on Friday. So I know guys are excited about that. So there's nothing like a home opener, especially at Dodger Stadium.
It's about that time, especially for a lot of guys that I feel like are ready to go. Let's get up to the Bronx, a little cooler weather, and hopefully get off to the right start.
Yeah, pretty much everybody in action tomorrow except for Colorado and Tampa Bay. I do think that the prevailing stories will be these two teams. The Mets will be sprinkled in there. The Red Sox will be sprinkled in there. Again, there's going to be other teams that go on runs and pop up. I still, you know, as we've been weaving in and out of this hour about the Dodgers, I don't think any conversation about baseball in 2025 can be had without mentioning the Dodgers. They are the cloud that is over this entire season. Every team is going to try their best. Every team is going to try their hardest. Every team is going to try to win. And I know it's you win 60, you lose 60. I love that quote as well. But it's the Dodgers are they're made up a different way. They are the new evil empire. Not only do they spend money, but they are smart. They've been planning some of these moves that they've got with the guys from Japan for years, having scouts and players over there for years, bringing guys in, making more guys willing to come. This is the Dodgers' year until it's not, and I think we're going to see that continue. They're already 2-0. The season hasn't even started. They're already 2-0.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.